It's Wednesday, the 8th of May, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Following the death of a man while waiting for medical assistance at the Katutura Health Center in Windhoek on Monday night, we reached out to the Minister of Health and Social Services, Kalumbi Shangula, to find out if the government has initiated investigations into the matter.
It is a very unfortunate situation that happened at the clinic. At the present moment, we are not aware of the event which took place before the patient was brought to the clinic. The executive director has initiated investigation into the whole circumstances that led to the person dying at the health facility unattended. So that investigation is currently ongoing.
We've also asked Shangula how the ministry plans to alleviate the pressure on clinics like Katutura Health Center.
We are aware of the fact that most of our health facilities, there is overcrowding. When these health facilities were established in terms of physical infrastructure and the human resource component, the population of Namibia was 1.4 million. Currently, according to the latest census, the population is 3 million. As a result, the ministry and the government, we are establishing a Windhoek District Hospital to take off some congestions, both from Katutura Hospital and also from some other clinics. What we basically do now is to establish more outreach points so that we can take off pressure from the clinics. Of course, the construction of the hospital will take a bit of a longer time, just like in any health infrastructure, not less than a year.
An app aimed at preventing violence has been launched as an initiative of NUST, UNESCO Research Chair on Gender and Digital Technologies, marking a significant step in the fight against violence. Dr. Anna Matruis Gores is the Executive Director of Research, Innovation and Partnership at NUST.
In loving memory of Delia Angelique Weimer-Marsdorp, who was an industry contracts analyst within the Directorate of Research, Innovation and Partnerships, passed away very sadly on the 5th of April 2024. That was a wake-up call for the Namibia University of Science and Technology to develop a tool in a way that we know best. We have now created the Distress application, which is named after Delia, the D app. So this is a tool that would empower individuals to seek help in times of need, providing immediate support and resources to those that are affected by violence.
Oil giant Shell has confirmed its pulling out of South Africa. The company says it's reviewing the downstream and renewables businesses across all regions and markets. Independent analyst Kaya Sitole unpacked the development with Newsroom Africa.
Unfortunately, there's been a conflation of two stories that essentially need to be distinguished. The first one is obviously the story involving Tebe and Shell. And this is a story that's been building over the past couple of years. And that is a matter that remains unresolved Today. And at the same time, obviously, then the new developments were that Shell actually then decided that, having looked at its entire global footprint and its portfolio of assets, they've decided that this is the one part of the business in South Africa that they wanted to exit from. And of course, the question of why they reached that decision now is a question that really talks to the entire strategic outlook of Shell at large, and obviously how it's decided to deal with particular assets that it already holds. Whatever Shell decides to do, it's very clear that the use of fuel or the purchase of fuel, something that's going to carry on. So the forecourts and the garages are probably going to end up being snapped by another player, depending on whether the fundamentals or the business transaction is indeed appetizing to whoever's willing to buy.
And AstraZeneca has admitted in court documents that its COVID-19 vaccine, developed in collaboration with Oxford University and manufactured as Covishield in India, can cause a rare and dangerous side effect known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome. The pharmaceutical giant on Wednesday further announced the global withdrawal of its vaccine.
AstraZeneca has said its decision to withdraw the vaccine was to supply more updated and variant-targeted doses to the global market, and has nothing to do with its earlier admission to a UK court that the vaccines in rare cases can cause fatal blood clots. While health experts in India have said AstraZeneca's vaccine risk admission is no cause for panic, at least 8 families are reportedly mulling filing a case in India's top court seeking compensation and damages following alleged complications after taking the vaccine. A petition seeking the formation of an expert medical panel to study the risk of Covishield vaccine has also been filed in the Supreme Court of India. Official data shows the Serum Institute Institute of India supplied close to 200 million Covishield doses globally between 2021 and 2023. Priyata Brajpasi in New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.